This is Michael Penny with Cultural Connections on KCIW Radio, your community radio station. I have with me today Stephen Jackson, the coordinator for the second annual NorCal Disability Pride Day Festival. I'm very excited to have you on our program today, Stephen. Welcome.
Thank you, Michael, for having me. It's great to be here.
Please tell us a little bit about Disability Pride Day.
So Disability Pride Day, it really came around when a couple of friends and I had the opportunity to go to Southern California to learn about different ways to provide supports to individuals with developmental disabilities. At the conference we were attending, we learned about a movement that's going on nationwide. They're calling them Pride Days. These events were being put together to inspire hope, change, education, and awareness. The idea of Disability Pride Day on the north coast of California screamed to me as an opportunity for our local community to get educated on how this amazing population of people contribute to all areas of our lives. But it is done in most part from the shadows. I thought my friends and I were going to be pioneers of truth, righting injustices from day to day. I learned early on that our community is educated. I learned that our community is aware, and I learned that our community was ready for change.
So, when did you get involved with the festival and organizing this?
Last year was our first year doing the event. We kind of threw it together really last minute because we were excited for a change to come about the community. We were excited to inspire others to get excited to want to be a part of something bigger than just any individual.
Yes, this is an amazing program from what I've been looking at. Could you tell me who's all involved in this project?
So we have a lot of different community members with their hands involved with it, whether they're from agencies who provide supports to people with disabilities, like Newdon Support Services, Patricia Abbey, Joe Fernandez. They are very integral parts of the movement. We have Department of Health and Human Services with Michael Coates has been taking on a huge part with our youth involvement going into the program. We have really outlying members with the Pelican Bay State Prison with Carla Bauer over there and making sure that we're just capturing every perspective that we can going into the event.
So this is basically open to everybody, public and adults, young people, children, anybody with disabilities, veterans?
Yes, this event is not just geared towards people who have a diagnosis of a disability. This event is open doors for everybody in the community to come out and just share what makes every single person an individual and great with it. I'm glad you brought up the idea that veterans are an integral part of what we do, because a lot of the times when we think about disabilities, we don't always know where exactly it is they come from. Disabilities are developmental, while some are physical, and some of them are acquired disabilities.
Right.
And this is where we definitely want to make sure we have an outreaching arm for our members of our military branches.
So I see you got a lot of different things going to happen that day. And the day is September 4th, 2015, and that is a Friday, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, and could you kind of give me a rundown of kind of like some of the plans you have set for that day?
Yeah, so starting it off pretty fast at 12 p.m., we're going to be having some local culture being brought into the event, and it's really going to start us off on the right foot. Following that, we have a keynote speaker out of Humboldt County. His name is Chris Miller. He is a great advocate for individuals with disabilities. He's a very powerful speaker, so you don't want to miss it. Somewhere between 12:30 and 1 p.m., he'll be out there. Going on closer to 1 p.m., we'll be having live music starting with the Ferguson Brothers Band starting us off, and they get you really pumped up with some good 80s rock music.
I love them. They're great.
They're great. Then we also have, coming on closer to 3 p.m., is Billy Lennon, the Whiskey Weekend, for those that like the more of a country flavor to things. We have a lot of stuff that's going to be scattered in and amongst that for every age group and whatever it is that you could be interested in. We will be having groups like College of the Redwoods explaining some of the programs that they have going on for individuals with disabilities. We'll be having the Redwood Coast Regional Center, among other vendors, talking about different supports and different services people can get involved with, whether you have disabilities or you don't have a diagnosis. We will be having more things geared towards the social side of things. We'll be having a disc golf mini tournament going on with Wild River Disc Golf.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
that's so, going to be. Is Ron Cole involved
yes,
with that?
Yes, Ron Cole is definitely very involved good. With it. He's a very good man and a huge advocate for people with disabilities.
Good friend of mine.
Yeah, we also have bouncy houses that are going to be out there, face painting, a water balloon war. We even have characters from Disney movies, Frozen with Elsa, and we have Spider-Man that's going to be out there. So there's going to be something for everybody at this event.
And I see one of my favorites, you're going to have food.
Yes, a lot of local food vendors are going to be out there. So bring your appetite because there's going to be a lot of food to go around.
Great. And also see on your list, you have a Show and Shine car show.
Yes, and that's one of the really cool things that we didn't really get involved with last year, but it's crazy how far outreaching this movement goes. Is we were approached by multiple different car clubs, whether they're muscle cars, whether they're motorcycles, whether they're the new tuner scene. We're going to be having a lot of different vehicles out there on a Show and Shine car show, so it'll give a lot of eye candy for people out there.
Wow, this really sounds fantastic. Basically, fun for all.
It is definitely going to be fun for all.
So I was going over some of the notes here, and one of the things I really like is your platform to publicly embrace disabilities and empower people with abilities to raise their voice and pursue their dreams. That's a powerful, powerful line, and I must say that really empowers me to be involved with you on many levels.
And you know, with that statement, I'm sorry, Michael, it really goes way beyond just what the surface of that statement is. You know, I had the opportunity of going into the Pelican Bay State Prison and talking to some of the inmates that are out there and just sharing with them what it is that having pride in a disability is. And you know, I try to pride myself on giving everybody a fair chance, but I found myself walking into the situation automatically stereotyping the mm-hmm. people that were out there. You know, I categorized them as predators, and I didn't see how it was that I was going to be able to connect with people who I felt would, if given the opportunity, take advantage of a person with disabilities. And to say the least, I was humbled. And there, you know, 20% of the world's population has disabilities. That's 1 in 5 people. Now, think about that. 1 in 5 people are diagnosed. 1 in 5 people also have family, coworkers, neighbors, acquaintances. They are us. And that's what I was taught inside of there. I had inmates that were able to share with me whether they themselves were diagnosed with a disability or if their family members were, and how much of this type of a movement really impacted them in their lives, even while they were out there at Pelican Bay State Prison. So I really want to give a big thank you for Pelican Bay, not only for the contributions they've made towards us, but also for teaching me a life lesson and something that I can hopefully go on to share with others.
So basically, this is a celebration of everybody's talent, skills, our art, the energy that we all put out with or without disabilities, correct?
That is correct. You know, a lot of people, the word disability has gotten a stigma to it, to where it's almost directly related to a lesser than word. And that's not it at all. A disability is nothing more than a characteristic that you and I have. It's nothing different than if you have blonde hair and blue eyes, if you are athletic, if you are a whiz with math. A disability is any one of those things. Once we can start taking away the idea that a disability is less than, we will start to empower the people everywhere in our community, and we're all going to prosper from it. We're all going to grow because there is no limits to a person with a disability unless we take away their hope.
So I see it's just amazing all the people that you have involved per our conversation earlier, and also that you're being recognized statewide by the National Disability Board?
Yes, we've really reached out trying to get with everybody that we can. So we know that this year is the 25th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act. So we definitely got on board with them. We're able to get a lot of resources from them because these are things that that are set to empower the local people. You know, there's 5 different areas of the ADA, and it reaches into employment. It reaches into the state and local government to making sure that buildings are readily available for wheelchair access, that bathrooms can accommodate, that the things that people who don't think about living life in a way that a person who is wheelchair bound has to live. We're keeping things open for them. It reaches into telecommunications to make sure that if you are deaf, you still have the ability to use a telephone to be able to reach out to anybody that you may need to, whether it's emergency personnel or whether it's a family and friend that's across the state. So it's really important that we keep the ADA in our forefront. We move forward with it. We don't let it just be something that was created in 1990 and left in the past. It's the future.
Very nice. And again, this is, you know, we want to support Curry and Del Norte County. So it's really nice that we're having this and that we're opening it up for our community. And when I say our community, I do mean Curry and Del Norte County, because we are all kind of one group.
Yeah.
And we do support each other in many different ways. So how can people contact you if they want to become involved or donate their time or booth information?
So anybody on the Wild Rivers Coast and friends and family of them from way beyond, if you want to get involved, you can contact me anytime, 707-218-6978. If I don't answer the phone, leave me a voicemail. I will respond back to you. There is no charge for anybody who wants to get involved with Disability Pride Day. There are no vendor fees. There are no space rent, anything of that nature. Because the community, both Brookings, Crescent City, have really just poured so much into this, we don't have to put a cost in. And that shows you how much the community wants this to be a success. And they want people to get out there and experience everything that there is to offer.
So is there a cutoff date?
I would appreciate if people would get back to me by August 28th, so that way I can just make sure that we have all the logistics down and everything's good to go.
Great. Now, is there a message you'd like to get out pertaining to how you like just to touch people? And is there a personal message you'd like to get out?
There is. And this goes back to when I was talking earlier about change and about education and things of that nature. I think it's really important that we never give up on hope. And when I say that, I mean, if you find that you're down, remember a quote from Joseph Addison when he said, "Three grand essentials to happiness in this life are something to do, something to love, and something to hope for." Because life truly is what you make of it. And you know hope is your trust deed in making you brave through all of life's challenges. With it, there is plenty of promise for a fulfilling future. Without it, you are left on your own to sulk. It all boils down to the perspective and choices you make.
Oh, good words. It's really important, I believe, to plant seeds in our community. And that's something that I've truly believed in. Disability Pride Day Festival is very important, and I'm very proud of you for getting this going and sticking with it. As you know, this is a very personal area in my life, for my family and those who I've worked with in the last 10, 15 years in this community. So I want to thank you, Stephen, very much for sharing Disability Pride Day with our listeners and us. And I thank you for our listeners for listening to us. KCIW is bringing you a new and innovative community information and issues, and the response from you has been awesome. Please share our website, kciw.org, with your friends, family. Like us on Facebook page, and please donate to our capital campaign to get us on the air. This is Michael Penny, and thank you for listening.